Random thoughts. Can a celebrity really sway your decision making?
I mean, it works on shoes.
Apparently so. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts Live, episode 11. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Man, it's been a minute, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
It has, man.
We've it's been like coming from the corporate happy hour right now.
Yeah, you got day jobs, just things get busy. And it's been a busy few weeks. A lot of travel for both of us.
Yeah, indeed. Still more ahead. And the good thing is that next week, next Wednesday, Love is Blind drops.
So October 2nd, Love is Blind season 7, DC.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be back with those recaps starting on Thursday. And so looking forward to that. So look out for the notification for it. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and you'll get it when we do go live, because we definitely want you in this. So make sure you watch. I will say this and want to get it out early now that we'll be doing the first three episodes, because the 6 episodes are the first release. And we'll be doing episodes 1 through 3 on Thursday. That means you got a little under 48 hours to go ahead and get caught up on the first three episodes. Then another couple of days before we get to the next three. But yeah, so we'll do that and cover the first three episodes on Thursday. That'll be October 3rd, right?
Yeah. If we got a binge watch, you should binge watch with us. We're in this together.
Everybody wants to binge watch nowadays. Who wants to sit around and wait a week? I hate the fact that I started binge watching The Ark season 1. It's only on season 2. Mm-hmm. And then I caught up on season 2. And I have to wait every week. I'm like, oh, jeez. Another week? Who wants to wait a week? That's so old school. That's so 90s.
That's what I like about Netflix. You just binge like that. Have you seen Monsters? The Menendez brothers story? 9 episodes, man. It's pretty good. It's a trip, but it was good.
Sorry, I'm finishing up Mr. McMahon. Got to get on my WWE-ish. Well, see, that goes right in line, right? Because the question is, a random thought, can a celebrity sway your decision-making? Can they?
You know, I think it depends, right? If you think about NWA, right? They shed a lot of light on police brutality, you know, in the lower income neighborhood. So did that change people's perspective? Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, Luke, when 2 Live Crew was out, changed our perspective on how young we let our kids listen to rap. It could.
Did that change it? Or it's just that, you know, your kids shouldn't have been listening to Uncle Luke back then, and there's certain things they shouldn't have been listening
don't
to.
Stop. I mean, get it, don't stop. I wanna rock out.
We knew what to listen to, what not to listen to in front of our parents, right?
Right.
Did you not know that? Yeah.
I didn't listen to it in front of them, but you knew it was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, and that's the point I'm making. It's like, you know, it's not like he kind of swayed that opinion in that. I mean, he just brought it to the forefront. But wait, they're cursing in music now? I mean, people were cursing in music before, just not every other word.
True, but still. I mean, it might influence some things. You have, you know, Robin talking in the comments about products, right? Mm-hmm. When celebrities endorse certain products. Look at Club Shay Shay. All of a sudden, the sale of those row sparks skyrocketed in a week.
Are we sure? Are we sure they skyrocketed, or is that just what he's saying? Because that's the thing to say since they are sponsored. Because you know, there are things that came up when that IG live what happened, and people are like, oh, he went, you know, Unk went live while he was getting with Michelle. Was there really a Michelle, or was that just him? All right, let me practice this in the mirror. Let me go ahead and turn this on and let's go. And we get everybody talking, and then you're able to sell these, you know, get them up pills.
Well, maybe let's just say that there's been a rise in sales.
Oh boy.
And it's not as hard to get.
Oh my God.
For these pills. So thanks to Club Shay Shay.
I'm gonna need you to take that jacket off. Take off the smoking jacket because you're coming with these grandfather jokes up in here. Stop it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Just saying.
Robinson, was it live on Memorex? it's interesting at that point because to the point that she was making earlier, finding it annoying when products are advertised and the selling point is celebrities X, Y, and Z love it. You don't care, Robin, but there are lots of people who do. Let's be fair. Advertising works, right? And there's a reason why celebrities get paid a lot of money to be in these ads. Right?
It is, but I would never buy 19 Crimes because Snoop Dogg is on it because I don't believe he drinks 19 Crimes.
Why not?
So you can say he likes it. I just don't buy it. I wouldn't go, well, Snoop likes this wine. I'm going to get it. 19 Crimes is delicious before Snoop ever advertised for it. But there's okay. certain products that I'm just like, just because you're this name, I'm not going to go get it.
Okay, I just can't imagine it's any good. This is going to be a bad example. But it's the Rock.
First time. Yeah.
I prefaced it. This was going to be a bad example. By the way, I'm going to pronounce that wrong. I'm just going to call you Tia from now. Make it easy on both of us. As an educator, celebrity influence is only an issue when people don't do their own research and just takes the celebrity's word as law. Tia, great point. And you see, this is exactly what you just did was provide us that segue to where we were going next. Because the reason this question came up is because of politics. And let's be honest, people don't do a lot of research when it comes to politics. And as celebrities make these announcements of who they're supporting, there's a lot of support and there's a lot of backlash. Actually, there's a whole lot of backlash. And, well, there's supports there too, but, you know.
Well, 100%. I think it's great. Use your platform however you want. Endorse whoever you want. That's fine. I've just never had been at a political crossroads and thought, what's Rabbit from 8 Mile going to do? Who is he voting for? I'm really torn between these two candidates. Let me look up what Cardi B had to say about this candidate. Like, I just don't do that. So when it comes to these celebrities that are endorsing, it doesn't influence me, but I'm curious how many it does. You think about Taylor Swift, right? Look at her following. There's a lot of people who were turning 18 before Election Day that they could be highly influenced. That if Taylor likes them, I'm going to vote for them. So I get why they do it. All I'm saying is I've never been, it's not influenced me of who votes for who. It's going to make me pick my candidate. I haven't had that.
Okay, so to that point, I've got to say, and this is going to be a totally off script, jumping off the interstate on the front of the road real quick. Is it time to raise the voting age? Should we really let 18-year-olds determine what we do?
We need them.
Yeah, we do, because Lord knows old people don't know what they're doing either.
Yeah,
old people don't know what they're doing.
We need them.
By the way,
that
Tyler, thank you. Tyler says it's pronounced like Tyler, but Tia is cool too. Okay, well, I'll pronounce it the way it's supposed to be. Tyler, there we go. Thank you.
Tyler,
thank you for the
there
correction.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, because it's like you said, Taylor Swift did hers, and it's interesting because even Trump responded to hers to her endorsement of Kamala Harris, and then at that same time says, well, I prefer Mrs. Mahomes anyway because she supported, and then it becomes this back and forth, right? And it's the question is like, is it wrong for these people to be able to say who they feel? Because you remember Laura Ingraham said a while back about LeBron James to shut up and dribble, right? Because, and you see this in some of these comments, like, well, nobody asked for your opinion. Just sing a song. Just do this, you know. Is it really that bad if somebody says who they're supporting? Everybody else is.
Personally, no. I don't think it's that bad that people are saying who they're supporting. And if you look at some of the endorsements, they're not so much saying that, hey, you should vote for this person because I'm voting for this person. They're saying get out and vote, but here's what I'm voting for. I do get it. But there are some celebs who don't like it, Pharrell Williams, you know, prime example. He did not like the, he got annoyed. But and here's his quote. I get annoyed sometimes when I see celebrities trying to tell you who to vote for. He said, there are celebrities that I respect that have an opinion, but not all of them. I'm one of them people who say, what the heck? Shut up. Nobody asked you. So maybe Pharrell doesn't want to hear everybody's opinion, but I think you do you. It's your platform. It's your subscribers, your followers. You do whatever you want. But like I said, there's certain people that I'm not going to go to them for their political opinions. Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. I'm not going to be like, what is he vote? Who is he voting for? Let me see what he thinks. And that's going to help me determine who I'm going to vote for. Now,
the fact that Mr. Happy himself, Pharrell, is telling people shut up and sing is, you know, it's kind of wild. And who are we to tell somebody else to not say who they're in support of, right? People love to talk about it's a free country. Freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I want, right? And everybody has an opinion on social media. So why can't celebrities, just because they have more followers, what is it? They're not supposed to encourage people to do things or just even say, hey, since you want to know so much about me, here's what I'm doing. And then you have even the fact when Taylor Swift made her announcement, right? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden it's, oh, well, I'm burning these tickets. I'm burning these. My daughter can no longer go to her concert. I'm burning all of these things of her, the memorabilia. And this is what's celebrated. Why?
That's dumb. She's already got the money. You can burn them all you want. It doesn't matter. It's like the people that comment on our day, I can't believe y'all show. I don't really like it. Well, thanks. We got the view. Appreciate it. But that is just insane that they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild. Carolyn says, I'm probably not the average person because I don't follow celebrities. You're not the only one. I try my best not to follow a whole bunch of them either. But if one isn't an ad, then I do tend to notice it. The question is, do you act on it because you see them in that? You may notice them in the ad, but does that, I mean, and what determines if that ad is actually successful, right? You know, she says on YouTube, on occasion, I do research stuff. Podcast is mentioned sometimes, which is good. We always tell people to research, right? I think the thing that is missing when people say, do your research, there needs to be a level of research, okay? We need to set the lowest common denominator. Like, do not go to Wikipedia. Make sure you check the sources when you go do your research. The people who go do research and what they get, if you're just doing the research on your social media, the algorithm is going to give you exactly what you want. Whatever you want to hear, it will give it to you, right?
100% right. It's a search engine, not an answer engine. So it's going to get whatever you're looking for. But I think that goes for celebrities. Right. To Tyler's point, you know, do some research. So before you spit some stuff out in interviews, maybe you should have done some research. Janet Jackson, talking to you. Maybe you should do some research before you get on interviews and say things to The Guardian that, well, I heard that Kamala is not black and that she's Indian. And I heard this. Do some research.
Now, to be
fair. Is that wrong for me to call out the queen on that one?
Not at all, because to be fair, there are a lot of people in this country, not just when I first got here, but still happening now, who will say, well, so what are you? Because you're not from America. That's not make me less black. But there's those questions that do come up. And it does happen. There are people who do ask that question. Well, so what's, you know, and now, granted, she's just following all the talking points that are out there, and that's why. But and if you listen and just hear what people say and not do any of your own research, you can easily be swayed, very easily be swayed. But, yeah, there's no excusing Janet for that. But D.L. Hewley, he called her out. It was like, you know, how dare you question, you know, the VP's blackness while breathing through the nose of a white woman? That's one of the things he said. And DL is one of those people who he had repeated the stuff about the incarcerated in California and you know, VP Harris's incarceration rate. And then came back and said, hey, look, I was wrong because I was just repeating what I heard. And then I did some research, the proper research. And this is what I came out with.
Well, 100%. I mean, there's and especially in a political season, do your research. Right now, is Icy Hot really great? Do I got to really research Shaq to see if he's telling the truth that Icy Hot's awesome? I don't really care. It's not that big a deal. But when it comes to things of importance, such as politics, do some of your own research and vote for who you want to vote for. You know, I'm not saying you should vote for one or the other, but just do your research on it. But don't say I'm voting for this person because one of my favorite artists said, or one of my favorite rappers had this T-shirt. So that's my reason.
I don't know that I think. Here's the thing about it, and I could be wrong. Maybe this is me being naive. I don't know that they have that much of an influence on how other people, how they want to vote or not, right? Because it's are there really a ton of people who are on the edge? Oh, I'm undecided. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I won't know till I go in the booth. You know, stop it. You already know. Or am I wrong? Am I wrong for assuming that everybody?
Well, wait, but before you go in the booth, before you go in the booth, let me play you this one Billie Eilish song, and then see what you think.
It always gets me when, bless their hearts, but CNN always does this. We've got a group of undecided voters. Stop it. I can look at them and tell you who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, five people they pulled in from the streets. Like, no, they're not undecided. You were just offering bagels and coffee and 7 a.m. on CNN. They had time. That's all that was.
Exactly. But look, it's one of those great things, man, that, you know, it's when you have the right to do it, and especially now, and making sure that you are indeed registered. A lot of states are actually doing these other things of clearing up their voter registration. Some people think they're registered and they're not. So,
right.
And the deadline's coming up, especially, was it Texas? It's October 7th. Check registration. Make sure you are registered. Make sure you know, and get out there and vote. And, you know, we're not going to get on the soapbox and, you know, do our PSA today. But it was just an interesting conversation just based on the backlash that Janet Jackson got.
Yeah.
But standing on, hey, talk about 10 toes down. Look, hey, this is what I thought. I didn't know. But they've always been confused about the whole family's been a little confused for a long time.
Well, for all the listeners, here's who Yanni and I are voting for, and here's why you should vote for them too. So
I don't think anybody's gonna take our advice and go, hey, well, I'm gonna vote just because you said that.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? Somebody's like, you know, I was dead set on voting for X, but then I heard this podcast, these two guys in Texas, and mind blown.
Here's the thing about it, too, though. In this day and age, everybody is so open when it comes to politics, right? Remember there was a time you didn't tell people who you voted for? Well, especially, you know. In our circles, we didn't say who we're voting for like that, and especially in the workplace, you wouldn't do that. But also in the workplace now, people are talking about compensation and salary and what the bonus looks like to each other. Like, wait, you're going to get your feelings hurt doing that. And same thing with politics. You're going to get your feelings hurt out there putting some of this information out that you don't need to because it's not necessary. I remember having the conversation. I keep talking about this one in 08. And the guy who came in to the studio won the debate. And I'm like, as long as we can keep playing golf when we're done, I'm good. When it was all said and done and election time's over and the next day and he's sitting there mad and he's like, well, I guess you won. I'm like, you don't know who I voted for. I could have voted for your guy. You have no idea. I didn't, but you never know.
Yeah, well, I think that it's changed a bit because people talk about who they voted for in a way to see where you stand and to see are we aligned? Should we have anything in common? Should we be talking to each other? Right. Did we vote for the same person? Right. On the flip side of it, some people don't say who they voted for because they don't want the backlash on social media or whatever. You know what I mean? And it depends on what a candidate's politics is on certain things, whether it be abortion, LGBTQ. All those different things. Now you got to feel if I vote for this person, I tell everybody I did, but they're against these things that my close friends and family are supportive of. Mm-hmm. Does that cause a problem? And what's happened over the last few years it has caused a problem where people are saying that, how could you vote for something that hurts me? If you're voting for a politician that it does not support gay marriage, and then I can see why your gay friend to say, hey, we can't be cool because you told me you voted for this person.
Right. Carolyn says, the other day I mentioned a chain store to a friend, and she says she won't even shop there because of their political and social views. I don't pay attention to those things, but it matters to many. And Tyler says, hey, look, I tell my students to not even take my word as law. I be wrong sometimes.
Well,
hey,
you know,
we're all wrong sometimes.
I think it's great for people to take those type of social stands against different companies and all that, depending what social issues they support or don't support. I think it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, let your dollar do the talking and don't spend everywhere.
You want
to
know
hard to keep up with all of it because you don't really know who's what. And then just like, remember the backlash with Chick-fil-A years ago? And I was like, well, they're franchises. And so not every franchise owner has the same beliefs as some of the other people that might be at another franchise. But we're going to punish every single Chick-fil-A because of that. Maybe not the best idea.
But also, it's Chick-fil-A. Are you really going to not go there anymore?
It's delicious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. what somebody say on social before? Hey, I don't even get mad if they give me the wrong order at Chick-fil-A. I just know they know what's best for me. It's one of those things, man. You know, and that was the thing I was going to bring up. You could tell how strong somebody really feels based on that as well too, right? How much are you willing to take that stand? And is it just based on their views and their social and political views going to stop you from buying that stuff? Because think about this. A lot of people use a lot of products that are, the money is going back to the top and flowing to the top of people who every day that they can are paying, voting, and trying to lobby against your best interests. And, you know, because they own a lot of the things. There's so many different products by so many different names that are under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And those brothers, they don't look out for your interests. I promise you that. So,
no, they don't. But what's funny is the juice worth the squeeze sometimes? Because I've known people that said, you know, I don't support this chain of gas stations because of X.
Really?
Valid. But if you're driving an extra 5 miles to get gas just to avoid this gas station that you don't like, to me, you're losing. You're losing on that deal.
Hey, sometimes you got to stand on business, man.
Yeah.
Listener 1126 says, I really don't want to hear who celebrities vote for. However, I'm glad they have the right if they want to announce it. And that's 100%. The point. I don't think I could have said that better, but that's exactly my point. It doesn't matter. I don't care to hear it. I don't care whether I hear it or not. Do I like Hulk Hogan less because he ripped his shirt open at the Republican National Convention? No. Am I mad at Megan because she was corporate twerking in Atlanta at the rally? No. Right? And I don't like Hogan anymore. And actually, the best Hogan watching this Mr. McMahon thing was when he turned heel. So you got to look at it the way you want to.
I'm sorry. I think, Megan, there's time and a place.
Stop there, because we didn't say that about Kid Rock. And besides, this was Atlanta.
Kid Rock wasn't twerking.
Thank God. And neither was Megan. No, that was a core. It wasn't even a twerk. It wasn't even a work.
It was just a twerk.
Trust me. What she did, and she did it respectfully. Even the attire was a little more respectful. And to be fair, where they were was not that far from a place where people do that all the time. Magic City was right down the street. So I'm just saying.
Just a whole bunch of ones getting thrown up in the air that say vote for Harris on them. Is that what?
It's Atlanta. What do you expect? Come on, stop it. Now, Carolyn asked an interesting question, and I'll tell your opinion. Do you think that parties will pay celebrities in the future for endorsements? It wouldn't be cool. I suppose it could be happening already. That would be my answer. Do you think it's already happening?
I'm sure. Money talks and bullshit runs a marathon, right? So, yes, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's been happening. And you got some people like, yeah, you can endorse. Look at Cameo. Prime example, Cameo. The deal where you can have a celebrity say what's up.
Oh,
celebrity
yeah.
doesn't mm-hmm. like you. They don't know your purse. It's like, you want me to do what? $500 to say happy birthday, Yanni? Great. Happy birthday, Yanni. This is so-and-so. $500.
To be fair, I did a cameo for my daughter's first birthday with Josh from Blue's Clues. And to watch her face light up as we did this Blue's Clues themed birthday party and Josh is calling her name and saying happy birthday. It's amazing. Cameo is great. Don't you ever talk about Cameo again.
I'm not going to say anything because you made it personal. And so what I want to say about Josh, you're going to take it the wrong way. And so I don't want to do that.
And to be fair, let's be honest. It's a lot of the celebrities that are out there doing it. Some of the ones are people. And it's like, do you engage and say the things? Because that's where I think a lot of it comes, the engagement, right? Like when you have Lil Pump saying what he's saying, when you have what's his name, Akbar V saying certain stuff, and people are like, the day I get my political advice from so-and-so, then I shouldn't be voting. Now, we may agree, but this is the thing I'm saying. By the way, thank you, Matt, says Nick Jr. does the same thing for free. I wish I'd known that. Matt, where were you when I needed that? Jeez.
See, you got hustled. You got hoodwinked.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Bamboozled.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues landed on me.
You got by Blue's Clues.
Hey, she had a good time. That's all that matters. She had a blast. So that's all that matters. All that matters. So, all right. Putting a bow on it, man. I still go, I go by what listener 1126 said. I don't want to hear who celebrities vote for. However, I'm glad they have the right if they want to say it, because that's what it's about. You have the right to say it, just like all of us have the right to say it. Even though we don't have a million followers, it shouldn't bother us when somebody who has a couple million does that too, just because it's to a bigger audience. It shouldn't be an issue, regardless of who they're voting for, even though you want them to vote for your person.
Yeah, but even still, everyone should do the research. Everyone should encourage more people to do the research. There's proper research. Instead of just trying to say you're wrong, try to encourage people to do some research and have some good dialogue, and maybe we can make the world a better place.
Okay, so as we've already encouraged people to make sure to check that you're registered to vote. If not, make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you do vote. We've already said do your proper research. So that's four things so far. To fill out number five, let's get a full handful. You give one, I give one. One more piece of advice as we get into, as we're, thankfully, coming to near the end of this election season. Getting in the home stretch.
I would say one piece of advice is have some more dialogue with people who you know think opposite of what you think politically. Mm-hmm. And just learn from them. I think the more you have some of those conversations, you might realize you have more in common than you think. But have more of those conversations. Just don't keep only people that think like you in your circle. Mm.
That's actually very good. And this is exactly why I said we each give one, because I knew I'd be completely on the opposite side of what you were about to say. Because my thing is, don't engage with those dummies, okay? Because they're all using talking points, the same damn talking points. So you're not going to be, everybody's stuck in their bubble. Don't even engage. I remember being at the elevator at Jerkfest and somebody was like, oh, well, such. Okay. That's my response to any political conversation. I'm not engaging because you're not going to listen, and I don't have 5 minutes to gain back after I listen to you run off all the talking points. I could just flip the TV on in here. Okay.
Well, that'll open up some good dialogue. That doesn't put anybody in the defensive the way you said it. Yeah. That really builds a bridge. I like how you did that. You should be in politics. You know how to work across the aisle. Great job.
See, yes, and I'm not the only one, see? J Flow says, yes, I agree. And Michael says, hey, let's work together. So Michael's with you.
But J Flow drinks. We went to high school together. She drinks. So.
So do you. See, you guys agree. Look at this. We're bringing people together right here.
Yeah.
And thank you, J4, for correcting it. I wasn't going to call you out for calling me Yannick. I was like, Yannick Noah, great tennis player, but I was not.
I think she was trying to say Yanni Ick. Like Ick.
Of course you would think that. Oh, by the way, Carolyn says, last season on The Bachelor, ABC got a date sponsored by KFC, which I haven't eaten in years, and it was so effective that it made me want it, so I sought it out that week. I can't. Last time I had KFC was when we were in St. Lucia, and because I was like, everybody always talks about KFC overseas and how it tastes different.
Yeah.
Now, I can't tell you if it tastes different. I can tell you that over there it tasted great. But different, I don't know, because I don't eat KFC here.
Well, that's just advertising. You know, yeah. If I say packed with peanuts, Snickers really satisfies, people got to want Snickers. Remember, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Now, mm-hmm. How many of y'all are craving a Klondike bar right now? That's no, just how that
nobody.
Works.
Just you.
Klondike bars are the shit. So they're good.
So here's what we do know. Advertising works. And not just because I work in a place that relies on advertising to keep the lights on. But at the end of the day, it does work. I saw an ad for Maker's Mark, and that's how I started drinking bourbon whiskey.
Good. All grown up. Grew up from Crown. Look at you.
Oh man, I hated Crown. So here's the deal. Don't forget, next Wednesday on October 2nd, Love is Blind season 7, right?
Yep, DC.
So we're going to start the reviews on that. 6 episodes drop. It's going to be great. So we're going to do the first 3 episodes on Thursday. 8-7 Central, and then probably Saturday. We're still working out whether it's going to be Saturday or Sunday that we do the next 3 episodes before the next set of episodes drop. So be on the lookout for that. Do us a favor. If you're here already, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please hit subscribe, and then hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. And we're going to try out this new see if we can get on IG Live with the live stream as well, too. So looking forward to this, man. And she likes the tweet, says, clocking in, I thought y'all ghosted us for real. Hey, life happens. You see Terrell over here still in his smoking jacket slash corporate blazer. So a lot's been going on the last couple of weeks. And yeah, we missed you guys too. We're back. life happened so fast that we almost did the Golden Bachelor. We thought about it for about 30 seconds. And then Love is Blind popped up. And we're like, yep, all right, that's good. We don't have to do that.
Yeah. 100%. Glad we didn't have to do that one.
Exactly. And then Mavs comes back soon, too. So we've got another. That one's supposed to be interesting this season, too. So looking forward to all that. Hey, hit like, hit subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.